The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello. Hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, whatever time zone you're in. So lovely to sit with you. Grounding to sit with you. I hope you did experience and I'll say a little more about the guided meditation and the theme. So maybe what I'll say first about the guided meditation, the invitations, what I was inviting us to consider. Is a sense of wholeness of the body as a whole, this entirety of the body. And mostly I was bringing in the teachings of the four elements, the element of earth, as well as, actually I was bringing all the elements in here and there. There's so many different ways to practice the four elements, but the sense of solidity, the sense of wholeness of this body as a statue, as a Buddhist statue, also for us to feel the uprightness, the sense of integrity in this body. So the element of solidity, hardness, feeling the body sitting like a statue, and then also feeling, inviting the sense of the breath coming in and going in, which is the air element, as well as the cohesion, the sense of cohesion, and that's the water element, feeling the cohesiveness of the body. That's the water element. And there's the heat, there's also the fire element, there's a sense of heat, which I guess I didn't bring in much, but a sense of warmth in the body sitting, and also the space element, sometimes considered as the feeling the spaciousness of the breath. That's the way I was bringing it in. But the idea here, the idea in the guided meditation, is to ground the mind in the body, in this wholeness of the body, in the solidity of the body, in the fullness of the body. And the mind can really settle, and I hope you experience that a little bit. There is a sense of settling, cohesiveness. There is a sense of being embodied, getting in our body instead of living our lives from a few feet away from our head, from our bodies, and our heads always running ahead, or running behind in the past. But the idea is that we can become embodied through bringing the attention, bringing the awareness to the in different ways. And there are different ways by bringing our awareness and our attention to the body in different ways. There are different results that can actually come up. It's not the same old, okay, pay attention to your breath in your abdomen, rise and fall. But the different ways that we pay attention to the body, to the breath, as I will discuss in the next few days, can have different effects for settling, for awakening, for working with the five hindrances. There are many techniques, there are many wise ways to relate to the body. So, a little bit about the guided meditation, the intention of it, and the sense of cohesiveness, wholeness, to really have an image of the body. And also part of this practice, I'm pulling a lot of different practices together. Also part of this practice is from the Visuddhimagga, from Path of Purification practice, from Abhidhamma, higher teachings, which I've also practiced. So I'm adapting these various practices and sharing them with you today and this week to explore some other terrains. So the idea of again, with this meditation today, having a if you want to, again, repeat that and continue this, having a complete sense of body, the outline, the wholeness of the body sitting, moving, there's a wholeness that brings a sense of integrity. So now I want to step back and say a little more about the context of this week. So the Buddha in Anguttara Nikaya 4:45 said, "The end of the world can never be reached by walking. However, without having reached the world's end, there is no release from suffering. I declare that it is in this fathom-long body, with its perceptions and thoughts, that there is the world, the origin of the world, the cessation of the world, and the path leading to the cessation of the world." So, quite an interesting teaching here, and profound, and I'll read this line again. "I declare that it is in this fathom-long body, with its perceptions and thoughts, that there is the world. In this body, there is the world. The origin of the world, cessation of the world, the path leading to the cessation of the world." So basically, in this fathom-long body is, with all the thoughts and perceptions, this is where awakening happens. This is where suffering happens. This is where awakening happens. So the importance of the body and relating to the body and awareness of the body, working with the body. And I also want to remind you all that in the Satipatthana Sutta, the first establishment of mindfulness is the body. The body is so important. It needs to be established. And we need to relate to it. And this practice is not about mind over matter. I remember teaching mindfulness years and years ago in an introductory class. And I vividly remember there was a student who insisted, "Is meditation mind over body so that I can just rule my body and not feel my pain?" And that's not the idea here. That's not the idea here. The idea of meditation and what we're doing here is not mind over body, but it's mind with the body. It's the mind working with the body, because the body, as you know, affects the mind, and the mind, of course, affects the body. So the theme of this week, now I'm introducing the theme of this week, as I mentioned at the beginning of the guided meditation, is the mind's body. The mind's body. Yes, we feel like we have a body. It feels solid. There's a shape to it. It hurts. We have our usual relationship to our bodies. But there's also the energetic body, or the mind's body. If I say energy body or energetic body, sometimes people feel like, wow, that sounds woo-woo. But it's really the mind's body, the way we relate to, interact with, we see, the way we bring attention to the body, the way we think about the body, the way we engage with our minds, with the body. It both changes the perception of our body, both in our mind, both our perception and also the physicality of the body also shifts and changes. And there's this idea of the mind's body is not so separate or different from the body itself, from the physicality itself. So again, coming back to the guided meditation that we did, by bringing attention in a particular way, by seeing the body as a whole, keeping our mind, keeping our attention on the body as a whole, keep filling out as a whole, over time, not only does the mind settle, really, really get grounded with the sense of the body, but the perception of our minds, our bodies shift, and the sense of embodiment, really living in our body, feeling connected, and the mind being really rooted, and the sense of joyfulness arises for having a body. Wow, isn't it amazing to have a body? And I say this chuckling, perhaps, because on the Buddhist cosmology, there are these different levels of existence. There are the Pitta realms, where there's a lot of suffering and beings are being tortured in their bodies. And then there's the animal realm, and then there's the human realm. And then there are the what's called the Deva realms, so the celestial realms. And in some of the celestial realms, the beings have no bodies. So there's no body, just mind. And yet it is said that this realm of the human realm, this middle realm, this where we are, there is enough joy, there's enough suffering, there's enough challenges, enough agency, all of that is the perfect place for becoming awakened. There's perfect place. So we have a body, we have a sense of agency, and how we relate, how we bring our attention to our bodies. Do we hate it? Do we berated? Do we feel betrayed? So all of these, the way that we relate to our bodies. So the invitation I have, as we will collect and as we work together for the rest of this week, with mind's body, is if you would continue feeling your whole body today, filled out as you go about your day. Feel your body filled out, the entirety of it, not just your feet, not just your hands. You know, there are these teachings about washing the dishes, feeling the sensations of the hand. That's great. That's a different teaching. But feel your entire body filled out, not just the outline, but filled out today as you move about your world, and see what shift in perspective, perception of your body, the sensations, the mind, your mind's body. How does it feel, this version of your mind's body? So we're out of time, and I look forward to continuing to explore these fascinating teachings with you tomorrow. And take good care. Be well.